The ferry Tustamina is getting old. The state is looking into options for repairing or replacing the aging vessel, which serves parts of South Central and Southwestern Alaska, Kodiak Island, and the Aleutian Chain. Today, the Department of Transportation released the design study report for replacement with an estimated construction cost of $237 million. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
The trusty Tusty serves one of the most demanding routes in the state, with rough seas and bad weather the norm.
The elements that the Tustamina sails in, it's made the age of the vessel, you could say, older than it actually is.
Jeremy Woodrow is a communications officer for the Alaska Marine Highway System. The Tusty entered service in 1964. That means it turned a hearty 50 years old this year. Woodrow says studies have shown it will be more cost-effective in the long run to replace it soon.
Think of it just as your car. It gets to the point where your car, finally, you only can replace the engine so many times, you only can replace the tire so many times before you just got to replace the vehicle.
The Tustamina and its proposed replacement are quite similar in design and aesthetics, but there are a few functional differences. Currently, all of the ports it serves have fixed docks, which is different from the floating docks of Southeast. That's why the Tusty uses an elevator system to load vehicles. It will still use that system most of the time, but it will have a modification.
That it will have an aft car deck door for vehicle loading and unloading operations at ports of call where they have what's called a floating dock. And so what this does is that the Tustamina replacement vessel will be more versatile. It can call in other ports. And if any of the ports are, or the docks are modified throughout the chain or in Kodiak Island or Homer, this vessel will be able to accommodate those docks in the future.
That thinking ahead is a common theme in the replacement design. It will be slightly larger at 330 feet long instead of 296 feet. It will also be able to accommodate 52 vehicles rather than 42. The number of passengers it can carry has jumped from 174 to 250.
And that will allow for growth. There is projection that there will be an increased amount of ridership over the course of the vessel's life in the area that it serves. And so being able to build a larger vessel while we can, we'll be able to accommodate that.
But it's also learning from experience. The newer Kennecott is the only other ferry capable of running the southwestern route. But it's run into some problems. Its size of 382 feet makes it a bit too big to dock in some of the smaller ports. So, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, the specs for the replacement fall right in between the Kennecotts and the Tustaminas. It's not too big to fit, and not too small to be quickly outgrown. As for the other changes, the new vessel will also have a cafeteria and a faster cruising speed. It will add economy roomettes, more berths, and more ADA-compliant accommodations. It plans to employ the same number of crew, 38, in the summer, and one fewer in the winter. Woodrow says overall, it's a step in the right direction.
It'll be better for passengers. It'll be more cost efficient for the state to replace it in the future. And it'll be more cost efficient operational-wise as well.
The public comment period is open on the new design through January 9th, with plans to finalize the design by next winter. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.